Back now with Day to Day. Who needs the pharmacy when you have email? You've probably seen plenty of those messages before. Online offers for nutritional supplements, antibiotics, and all sorts of pills to enhance the size of your... Okay, you get the picture, right? Now, most of us just hit the delete button, but what might happen if you actually ordered these meds online? A couple of scientists in Toronto did just that. They wanted to see if and what the spammers would deliver. And here to tell us about that is Dr. Sidney Spiesel. He's a Yale Medical School professor and a pediatrician. He also writes for the online magazine Slate. Welcome back to the program, Sid.
Always a pleasure to be here.
So these guys, they set up 3 email accounts in Canada just for this particular study. And they said, come on, spam, bring us the best you've got. What happened next?
Well, they got a lot of the best they got. And they wound up getting 4,000 messages, which is not surprising. Spam accounts for a huge amount of email traffic now. A third of them were health related.
So what actually happened after that? Did they get any of this stuff in the mail?
Yes, they did. I should say that they decided to wait for about 3 weeks after they'd collected all this stuff and only start ordering then. Most of the websites that were part of the spam were shut down, but they still found in this whole bunch, they found 19 websites that were still active. And so they placed orders there. They placed them using a post office box to get the product and placing them out with a credit card. And they got some interesting results, although not as much as you'd think.
Well, first of all, what kind of drugs did they think they were ordering?
They ordered a range of drugs. One, for example, was a sleeping medication, Ambien. There were some medications, as you know from the spam we get, that were designed to treat erectile dysfunction. Very little of that actually arrived. Only 1 out of 5 of their orders actually arrived. They ordered some controlled, and by controlled I mean these are medications that you need a narcotics license to prescribe, medications to treat pain or to treat anxiety, and about a little more than half of those orders actually arrived. They ordered, there was an antibiotic that they could order online, and that never came.
And in the instances where they ordered stuff that didn't come, did their credit cards get charged nonetheless? Was this a case of fraud?
No, I would have thought so, but in fact, it didn't turn out to be the case. They just didn't come. The orders weren't processed or something happened. They just didn't get the stuff they ordered, but it wasn't charged.
Sid, in the instance where these researchers actually got medications in the mail, was there any way of knowing whether what they got was actually what it was supposed to be?
Well, that's, I think, one of the most interesting questions, and they have held us in suspense. It's clear that they're going to get another publication out of this, but at the time this paper was written, they hadn't actually analyzed the products they received. By the way, they received both products that were sort of mainline medications, standard prescription medications, and things that fall in the category of nutritional supplements that are designed to improve your body and by treating obesity or increase the size of some part of you. And I have to say, when I looked over the ingredients of those things, if they contained what they said they were going to contain, I don't think they'd be very useful anyway.
That's opinion from Dr. Sidney Spiesel of the Yale Medical School. You can read his Medical Examiner column at Slate.com. Thanks so much, Sid.
Thank you.